From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. International observers in Myanmar are giving qualified approval to Sunday's historic parliamentary election as a vote counting heads into its second full day. The process went better than many people expected beforehand. That's according to the head of the European Union's Election Observation Mission during a press conference in Yangon Tuesday. More than 30 million people cast votes in Sunday's election. It was the first free election in the former military-run country in 25 years. Official results released by the Union Election Commission show the opposition National League for Democracy so far has won 126 seats in the lower house of parliament, while the military-backed ruling Union Solidarity Development Party has won just 8. The European Union criticized Turkey in a report Tuesday, saying the country has shortcomings in its democratic standards and has regressed on freedoms of expression and assembly. The report on Turkey's possible membership in the EU was held until after elections early this month that returned President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party to a majority in parliament. The EU noted Turkey's continued interest in joining the bloc, but said that was offset by some key legislation that ran against European standards. A senior army general was among 88 suspects who appeared in a Thai courtroom Tuesday to face charges of human trafficking. The suspects are accused of trafficking Rohingya Muslims who undertook dangerous sea journeys to escape religious persecution and marginalization from Myanmar and Bangladesh. The trafficking took place between January 2011 and May of this year. VOA News.